Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us tonight. We have today, I don't even know what time. It's dark out when we do this stuff.
I don't know.
If it's morning or night. It's crazy. So,
well, it's the same.
Exactly. Don, good to have you with us.
Yeah, I'm good to be here.
Ava, as always, great to have you.
Thanks.
As much crap as we gave you off air momentarily.
No, that was all good, actually.
It's good. Hey, we got a ton to talk about. We better get after it. We're going to talk a little bit about some heavy snows that are coming out west and some dangers of people that are going to look forward to, as well as skiing at the same time. But a lot of cool stuff going on. And a real unique thing going on out west, one of the largest dam removal projects in U.S. history. We'll cover that and more when we come back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Well, it's good to see everybody.
Yeah.
Doing well.
Yeah, staying warm, you know, it's that time of year.
Yeah.
You know, before the big event coming up. Say, next week we have to do our Christmas ideas.
Oh, yeah. Yep. No, I'm already perusing my list. Ava, you can't skip on that. Okay. She's nodding as she's walking away from us.
Yeah.
We'll have that.
There's the greatest outdoor gifts.
Yep.
Or not so great.
And we have to make sure we do that within time for people to shop.
Okay. Well, it has to be next week then.
So that's what it will be. And it'll be fun. I always enjoy that because we always come up with some good ones.
Yeah.
The one that I thought was entertaining was the toilet fishing game where you're on the commode and
right. You
can magnet fish while you're on the commode.
Yeah.
Not like you have another
reason. You want one of those for Christmas?
No.
Why not? You're kind of an angler.
No, I'm good. Thanks, though. I don't need anything else there in the bathroom to keep me in there. The phones are bad enough. I mean, you start looking up fishing and what's going on, and next thing you know, it's...
You're best off leaving it outside.
Yeah. Well, of course. No way around that. So last week we did a story, Don. We talked about...
Which one?
Well, I'm not going to let you guess. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
The Red Lake Ice...
The floating boys.
What do you want to call it? The extravaganza? Flotilla? Or the,
Yeah.
Jump on the flow and where it go. That's the way that works. I think it's going to be one of those things. I'm going to check this next week on ice conditions because there's going to be a lot of changes this last week coming into the week because of the snow that's coming. There's going to be some heavy-duty snow coming throughout the state. And I'm going to probably call up to Mille Lacs. We'll get some word there. We'll talk to Chris up at Lake of the Woods and see what the story is up there as well. They've had a plenty of cold there, but that mid part of the state, it's been pretty rough as far as making ice and making some solid ice because it got warm, then it got cold, then it got warm, and it creates that weird ice layer. And then if you get the snow on top of it, which they also have had, we want to make sure what's going on and get some solid reports from what's happening across the state. But
I don't know that we've really had what you consider really good ice-making temperatures.
Well.
Because it gets cold overnight and then it warms up every day. So, and I think that's, you know, throughout the entire Midwest. Maybe way up in the north, you know, near the Canadian border, it might be different. But
if you get 8 hours of good making, you know, 5 degrees, it's going to make some ice. But again, if you've got snow on it, then it really protects it. So... we'll check on that, but be safe. No matter what it is, just please, you know, the people that went out on Red Lake thought they were fine. Of course, that didn't work.
No. You know, and it happens on, last year, wasn't it on Superior? They had a...
Lake Erie.
And Lake Erie, you know, on the big puddles.
Well, you know, and Green Bay. One of the other challenges is you can have... You know, I can get back. I just set my GPS. I'm not worried because it gets to be whiteout conditions out there.
Right.
You can't see up from down. You can't. So they say, well, I'm just going to set my GPS and I'll know where I'm at. Well, the problem is you can set your GPS all you want, but you could be driving along and it's blown out from shore and you drive off the edge and you're in the water.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
No.
So understanding what's happening with the water, understanding where you are and the potential for an issue, that's a big thing. So
be aware. And if you're in a river system, be really aware. You know, I don't believe any of my, that I'm aware of have even froze over yet. So
no. There was some skim ice on the river the other day when I was driving south, but it was just on the very edge.
Right.
And if you get a wind, it just breaks that up completely.
I've actually seen some boats out.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, well.
They're out also.
There's been a few days it's been fairly chilly.
And there's been some days when it's 40.
Yep.
So those are the days that are I really do enjoy.
Yep.
So I don't know what we'll have to see what happens there. But a couple cool stories we're going to be talking about later on in the show. Don, you know, you brought that up. You're kind of interested to see the health of Lake Michigan, Saginaw and Erie. That's
yes.
going to be good. And another one, record Erie smallmouth. That one's a doozy. That's the kind of size, we won't tell you. That's a tease is what they call it. It's the kind of size fish you catch down in Florida, but it's a smallmouth. So it's outstanding as far as how that goes. And we teased it a little bit at the beginning of the show. We're going to be talking about one of the largest dam removal projects. And, you know, a lot of the dams have stopped the migration of salmon, steelhead, and a lot in that western part of the U.S., and that's where this is taking place. We won't go exactly into the detail until we talk about the story. But, yeah, it's one of those things where we're looking at really having a solid DNR slash understand Corps of Engineers scenario to do that type of a project. And I mean, you imagine what would happen if you pulled the dams out here, what it would be. I mean, as it is.
Well, it's going to be low water.
Non-navigable.
Right.
And it was almost non-navigable this summer.
Right.
So.
And this,
you know,
fall.
Yeah. And, you know, the migration in this particular case, it's a good thing to have the dams because you get the invasive species, so you can create some stoppage and not have those fish go all the way up into the northern tier of the Mississippi River. So in my mind, that's probably one of the best concepts that you're going to have in that mode. So I think that's your best bet. But in this case, it's a definite help. They tried to put fishing weirs in. I think you've heard about those. And then, you know, fish ladder. So they are able to jump up and through. They work, but not anywhere near. Then we also did a story on that vacuum deal where they take the fish and they shoot them up over the top.
Right.
And that was effective too, but again.
How do they keep like invasive species from coming through the lock system?
They either have done, we've done stories on that where they either do a bubbler or they do electric shock or they'll do sound where the sound emissions, they're very sound sensitive and they can't stand it. So that's one of those multi-prong approach is what they're doing. So, well, hang tight. We're going to be right back. Lots of cool stories coming up and a couple words from our sponsors, and we'll be talking to you momentarily. See ya.